You're going to have to do for me what I once did for you. You'll need me as well. Side by side to end this war. Before it ever begins.
Darkness at the movies.
Darkness at the movies and shit. Goddamn.
It's happening. I can't believe it.
Cody, can you put the Skype still fucking up? Shit. Jesus fucking Christ.
We need to send Cody back in time to tell us not to use Skype anymore.
Action, all right.
Man, fucking, no, CJ, me and Cody just got done recording something, and Skype was giving us such a fucking hard time at the beginning, and I see the same just kind of carried on to here.
I guess so.
Fucking bitch.
It is Skynet or Skype? Skype, man, I don't know what's going on.
Skype British bitch. That's what, you know what? It's Wayne. That's what it is.
Wayne. Play everything on Wayne.
Blame it on Wayne because he's Australian. He's a foreigner. So, you know, he got jealous of the darkness. That's what it was.
The TikTok group.
He got scared of the darkness. That's what it was.
Oh, yeah. He saw that Hobbit movie.
Him and his father saw that movie, and he was like, man, that movie was bullshit. He was like, nothing from the book happened in that fucking movie.
He even read that book, tried to keep up with it, and he read that book 3 times in a row, and that movie was still going on.
I said, why would you do that to your poor old father? Come on now. Why would you make him watch that shit?
I know, you know your dad is old. He doesn't have that much time in this world. Yeah. Why would you take away precious hours of your father's life by watching that horrible movie?
That's kind of how I kind of feel about this movie that we're about to review right now.
Oh,
shit, funny you say that, man. I feel the exact same way.
Thank you, Cody. Thank you. Shit.
Oh, my God. Can we hook Cody? We need to send you back in time. You know, fuck it. We can't even send you back in time. We need to send Sean back in time to put us all together to love this movie.
I guess Looper is the only time traveling movie I'm going to get this nearby future.
Oh,
like,
my God.
Yeah, sure. Was that movie, the Time Machine, that came back in like 2002 with Guy Pearce?
Oh, yeah.
You know what? I figured out what happened. You know, P1 was in Hawaii a few weeks ago. And the same time, Brian Singer was in Hawaii.
Wait, what?
So, I don't know if it makes sense.
You mean like a few months ago, right?
A few months, weeks. Time travel. Wobbly wobbly.
I ain't been to Hawaii since October, November.
I know. I'm just saying, Brian Singer was there at the same time. Maybe that's why you hate this movie.
But Cody agrees with me. We both think this movie is bullshit.
He got touched too by Brian. There we go.
Well, we're going to explain our reason to you, but people, we're here at the Darkness After the movie talking about X-Men Days of Future Past. Does anybody give a shit at this point?
Future Past. Yes. Yeah.
Yes.
Future bullshit is what I like to call it, but, you know.
Oh, my God. Where on the Superman dial did Brian Singer touch you, Cody? Because you know he did that movie.
Superman was better than this.
Oh, my God. Superman, what is wrong with you?
Superman was better than this, man. Come on. You know it was. Come on, man.
What do you mean I know it was, man? This movie was a great movie, man.
Oh, my God. CJ, you hear the bullshit shit swirl from this dude's mouth? You hear this right now?
Hey, I didn't snitch on him, God, all right? Damn. No snitching, bitches. I'm like, you motherfuckers, y'all snitching on Brian. He did me well.
He did you well, but he did the final of this franchise pretty fucking horrible, I gotta say. Man. This captured nothing of what First Class had going for me. This is the biggest disappointment me this year so far.
What are you talking about, man? This movie starts out with, you know, you're in the future with Wolverine.
That not look
and
like X-Men. That not look like X-3.
What do you mean look like X-3? No.
Hey, what do you mean? That didn't look like the Danger Room?
No, it looked nothing like the Danger Room. Bullshit. There was no giant head Cyclops on the floor. None of that. That movie doesn't even exist now because of this great movie.
All right, well, you know what? Hey, how about you, since you understood the movie so much, why don't you give a damn plot synopsis this
time? Yeah, please, CJ. Do the honor, CJ.
All right, man. We got this new movie called X-Men Future Class.
That shit ain't new.
It takes place in the future 20XX.
20XX? What?
Future Class.
So much, can't even remember.
And what happened was, so a group of mutants get together with all the old school mutants that we know, like Magneto and Wolverine and Charles.
Damn, are you telling the plot synopsis or the plot synopsis of a fanboy right by now?
What are you talking about? That's what happens. They get together, they find a way. They find a way to send Wolverine back in time to stop the Sentinel from taking over and wiping out all humanity and the mutants.
That's the worst plot synopsis I've ever. They found a.
What are you?
Come on now.
Yeah, found a way. Got this bullshit kitty power and all that.
Yeah, Katie Pratt, man. See, if you notice, the body of Wolverine can regenerate, my friend. That's why he was the only one who could handle it.
Right.
You can't send people. You can only send people back by 2 days.
I got that. You regenerate this fucking script, but go ahead. Continue.
Yeah, you misunderstand it, CJ. We get that he can regenerate. We just think that's a shitty way of doing it, personally.
What are you talking about? How are they supposed to do it, Mr. I read every X-Men comic when it first came out.
Hey, Cody, can I ask you a question? How about actually, instead of inventing a character who has no connection to doing these kind of powers, such as Kitty Pryde, because I've never seen her do those in the books, cartoons, or anything like that, why didn't they just have Professor X do that?
That's a very good question.
His powers can be able to do stuff like that if more evolved, and this is in the future, so they could have just said, hey, his powers evolved so much that he could do something like this. So once it goes back to that Patrick Stewart not doing a goddamn thing once again.
Hey, come on, they touched on it. You know, that wonderful scene when he's talked to his younger self and he gave his younger self hope.
What they got to do with time traveling, though?
See, they're like halfway into the movie, man. You do realize.
We still talk about time traveling. Hold on. Yeah, we still talking about why Xavier didn't do time traveling.
His mind couldn't handle it, man. His mind would not have been able to get sent all the way that far back in time.
You don't think that they gave Kitty Pryde that thing just to have Ellen Page do something in the movie?
Hey, look, man, she came out as a thespian, okay?
Yeah, a thespian or a lesbian?
Both.
You don't think they gave her that power just to have her do something because she can?
That is her reward for standing up to bigots like you who want her to be gay.
Oh, yeah, it only took her about fucking, 10 years, but, she finally said it, so, yeah.
It only took her, all her life to really realize that.
Probably 20% of people already knew, but yeah.
Right. I mean, she needed to take off that lumberjack shirt that she had.
I don't know. People, if you go by CJ's philosophy, you'd be like, damn, this just went completely off rails. It don't make any damn sense. That motherfucker said they miraculously sent Wolverine back in time somehow. I'm just like, yeah, you make it sound like they just didn't give a fuck and just said, hey, fuck it, you go back in time, bro.
That's what they said. They had to. They were going to destroy his brain. She didn't want to destroy anybody else's brain. Come on now. So anyway, she get back there. She fights Tyrion Lannister. They had to keep Tyrion Lannister from being shot by Jennifer Lawrence, Mystique. And then Magneto had to, he had to pay some child support because he had some babies that he didn't atone for.
Cody, where's this movie at? I gotta see this movie.
So they did all that to try to save the future. Yeah, best synopsis ever.
P1, you want to elaborate on that more?
Yeah, exactly. I want to see this movie a little because I don't recall seeing that movie, but I want to see that movie.
You didn't see the dynamic between the father issues at Quicksilver?
Child support.
What?
Did you miss that Easter egg when he was like, that's my daddy?
The nod.
How did you turn a simple one line into he paying child support, he got daddy issues?
That's why he steals. That is why he's stealing. He's in the house. His poor mother who had to raise two children singly.
God, I want to see this movie so bad.
That was a representation of the 70s of the whole the destruction of a whole family. Didn't you not see that? Didn't you not feel that? I felt the pain for Quicksilver. That's why he broke into prison to save his father.
Cody, we seriously
because if you know, no, let me tell. If you know Mike. Malcolm X, Magneto, me and Magneto represents the black people and the black people strive. Quicksilver, that silver lining that you see with black people trying to get their fathers out of prison.
Off the
they won't stand anymore. that movie spoke to you.
I thought Pete Rose was the one that derailed the podcast. God damn.
This nigga took this shit. How the hell does Malcolm X got anything to
any true believer of Marvel would know. Professor Xavier.
Hey, Cody, they call me a Marvel fanboy. God damn, I ain't never heard somebody make a such shit. Damn, this nigga went all the way back to movie.
And Michael Fassbender redoing his role from 12 Years a Slave as he beat a black person. But he represents the black family struggles as growing up with a single mother, like I said, with Quicksilver. We showed why he stole. That one,
he got
that
all
one
this from Quicksilver in three scenes.
That was one part of it, okay? Mystique transformed into a black woman and got dragged.
What?
Dragged by Magneto, by her leg.
Where is this Oscar-winning movie?
Of 12 Years a Slave.
Damn, this... continue, please. Go ahead, continue. God damn, this is. I gotta hear more about this movie.
Yeah.
The drugs that plagued the black community, which were Martin Luther King of, which was Professor X, who were taking drugs to cover his mutant ability, which was being black. Being black.
Recover his mutant ability. Wait a minute, because he was crippled. He tried to recover his. Okay. I thought he was
ashamed.
Cody, I thought he was just taking the drugs so he can walk again.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
But it hindered him. It hindered him as a mutant.
We got that.
Which is a black man.
Wait,
just like Beast. Beast covered his blue skin. Blue is an off color of black. He turned to a white man with those drugs, which showed more of an evolution, my friend, of an evolution of black people evolving and being ashamed of their heritage.
Nigga, what the fuck you been drinking? Because I want some of that shit now. I ain't never heard no bullshit like blue is the evolution of black.
You haven't opened your eyes, my friend. I understand a brother like you maybe hates
LSD, apparently. I think our eyes are wide open.
Damn, I think you insulted black people more than white people have in the past 500 years or whatever, just by calling us blue people evolution or whatever shit.
The Sentinels.
Oh my god, this nigga's still going.
Romans had Sentinels.
Romans wasn't around with slavery.
Who have done slavery as well, who hunted the black man, the black woman.
The 12 Years of Slave time period mixes with the Roman Empire and shit like that.
It does, man. You weren't paying attention.
I'm pretty sure it's like 5,000 years apart, man.
If you
would have enjoyed this movie the way the rest of the world united enjoyed this movie,
oh my God. You
would have thought that.
I don't know about you, Cody, but I've been hearing a lot of people saying this was the worst X-Men movie.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
No, but what?
I've been seeing a lot of Facebook posts of people saying they were disappointed by this movie.
Yeah.
I don't know what bubble of friends that you live with, my friend.
Same friends as your fucking friends. Same friends as Cody's friends.
All my friends love this movie.
Okay.
It was a great movie.
After hearing that explanation you just gave, I would have loved it too.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the movie I want to see.
This motherfucker just gave some deep, meaningful Oscar award winning performance about this fucking movie. Like, what? The hell? I thought it was just a generic ass summer action film again. You went over here and went like, this is going back to the Roman Empire days when Aaliyah, who played the queen from Queen of the Damned.
It sounds like you're getting it. It sounds like I'm breaking through to you, brother. Like Magneto was trying to break through.
I love how you got all of this out of Magneto, though, even though he don't really do that much of that shit with Quicksilver. They have, like, two scenes together.
See, it's a subtlety. It's a quickness. That's why with Quicksilver.
Oh, my God.
But you had to see the silver line of the playbook with Jennifer Lawrence.
My God. He really did that. Just...
Wow, I know this nigga did not just stretch that out to silver line. Damn. Where'd you write this at? You know what, Cody? I see why he wasn't ready last week, because he was too busy writing this shit. That's why.
That makes perfect sense now.
Wow. You know what? I really don't even know where to pick up from that. I mean, CJ, what did you think of the ending then, huh?
I thought the ending was a great ending, you know? It cleans up all the trash of these other X-Men movies.
First Class was amazing. I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm talking about the, you know what trash I'm talking about. All right, okay. Let's not play cool. We all know First Class was great. It was a great movie. You know,
and I will say to CJ, if you love this movie, First Class did set this movie up. So
it did. It did. I'm mad that we didn't get a chance to see Lenny Kravitz's daughter get dissected. You know.
Oh, I would love to see her get dissected all over again. I would love to have been the dissector.
Mm-hmm.
That initial man. But hey, man, you know, it sounds like you really love this movie so much that you just made up a bunch of shit to compare it to.
Made up. It was right there in front of your face, man. I really don't know.
I never once got the sense of fucking Martin Luther King or Malcolm X or nothing like that.
It is. Okay, go ahead and Google Malcolm X, Dr. King, Magneto, and Professor X. You will see.
Okay. I got a sense of that in First Class.
They have always been the thing.
I for some reason, I'm actually typing this in, too. I don't even know why.
It has always been there, my friend.
What bullshit you looked up when you did this. I really do.
Yeah.
When Stan Lee first did this movie, he talked about how, not the movie, the franchise with X-Men. Malcolm X was Magneto. But I'm not going to elaborate more on the history that you should know of our people.
You do realize Professor X and Magneto was white, right? One was German and the other one was British, right?
It was based on Martin Luther King and Malcolm X. The Brotherhood.
Even though
remember?
German people enslaved people as well.
Look, get away from the German people, okay? That's why
that's
Magneto.
What Magneto
that's
was.
Listen, Negro, okay? Know your history. Know your history.
Oh, my God. No,
nope. Know where you come from. Look.
You just call me a porch monkey? What?
What?
The...
No, you jigaboo.
Damn, Cody. Here it is.
Oh, my God. I can't believe you. I hope you found it. Anyway, man. If I'm going to give you my rating for this movie, the round rating for this movie is a seen it back in time, in the future, of loving the past, of renting it all the time. So
wait, what? Is it a see it or rent it, man?
You're going to see it in the past, what? Rent it in the future.
Why would you rent it? If you'd like it so much, you'd probably buy it, wouldn't you?
And then you would buy it.
Why would you rent it before? No, you know what? I'm going to ask questions no more, man.
Cody, look at this link I just sent to you guys. Whatever. OhMyGodFacts.com. Interesting. Magneto and Professor X were modeled after. This is where this nigga got this information from. Some shit-ass website where they just wrote in some shit. This thing, and then you're going to talk about it's a seen it, because I've seen it already. And, like, if you go into the past, it's like a rent. It's like, what the fuck? That was scary. Charles and Eric Lanser were all taken. Charles Xavier and Eric Lanser were all taken from Civil Rights Movement and the major figures behind it.
Amen.
Okay. let me just tell this right now. You do realize this was wrote 2 years before this movie even came out, right?
That's how significant it was in the film. It was woven into the film, my friend.
But now, let me ask you. You do realize that this article right here is talking about the books, not the movies.
And the movies derive from the books.
Bullshit.
So for you to not see that, for you to put us down, us as people down, and not give us our credit that we deserve, you become part of the problem. And I'm going to have to become Magneto and take you out. Yes.
I said, Cody, not you, nigga. I got to answer. Cody, now, you know I don't like the original, right?
Right.
But you do, though. So I can ask you this question.
Yes.
Well, at least you like the first two. I don't know about that third one.
Right, you are.
Did you sense any of them, I don't know if you read the books or not, but was any of them storylines taken from the books?
No, maybe some have been inspired in a way, but like just straight on storylines, no.
See, we ain't talking about those other atrocious films that don't exist. We're talking about this great film.
Okay, we get this, CJ.
We really are. But this article was written way before this book was even made. you telling me that Bryan Singer, the genius that he is, went to this website for some fucking reason and decided,
you know, he didn't even have to go to that website. Not he had Stan the Man Lee explained it to him.
Oh my God.
Set him down.
Stan Lee don't explain shit these days. No, come on. Stan Lee don't even hang out with Fox. Hold on, for that matter. Hold on.
Stan Lee too busy getting ass. He ain't worried about this.
Stan Lee is on Disney side, and if anything, he's more on Sony than Fox. You never see him appear in an X-Men or Fox or Fantastic Four movie.
Because it's like an underground railroad of information.
What the fuck?
What? Oh my God.
Oh, you mean that underground railroad in Spider-Man?
That, you know, oh my God, no. No. No, black people. I'm sorry for Spider-Man.
How he took out black people.
All this shit got to do with black people right now, man.
Because Spider-Man took out Underground Railroad and made it bullshit by putting some tokens in there.
Oh my God.
Having his dad find it. You know, it makes sense. His dad, Spider-Man found that underground layer, the subway.
Here we go.
By listening to the hipster music. Hipsters are gentrification. They're gentrifying the poor population where black people live to move them out and raising their rent. Mm.
Cody,
that shows how Spider-Man destroys us.
Wait, what's that? Give me one.
I said, Cody, I think me and you should just give a rating and just go and let this Negro continue talking.
Yeah, probably.
I am lost like a motherfucker. I thought we were doing X-Men.
No, we were getting the education of the X-Men. God damn.
That's the thing. It's education of X-Men in CJ's mind. Shit, you know? Wow, wow, that's been going on for 22 fucking minutes, too, people. 22 minutes of some shit that I am still lost for. I have never been so more lost in the history of niggerdom than right now.
Because you don't know your history of niggerdom.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, it starts with you. You just made up some nigga bullshit right now.
Yeah, that's facts. All
right. Yeah, it's facts from OhMyGodFacts.com. Yeah, okay. Yeah, I'm going to trust a site that has OMG in it. Okay, yeah. All right, yeah, okay.
Well, there we go.
Well, now I can give a real... Mm-hmm. Assumption here. The movie is fisted up the ass like a motherfucker. This is like every continuity problem you've ever seen with a franchise I have ever seen on screen. They just made up characters having powers. Once again, Wolverine is another boring character. Magneto is barely on screen. This shit CJ talking about, I don't know where the fuck he got that because I only heard one line of him saying. Matter of fact, I don't even remember any of Magneto's lines in the movie, to be honest.
I don't remember any Professor X's lines. I thought they were supposed to be like the two big players of this movie.
Same here.
But no, it's just Mystique going to fucking Vietnam and Paris and shit and doing whatever.
What was
the
point of that, by the way?
I really don't know.
To kill Lannister.
Why is she in Vietnam, though? Lannister wasn't in Vietnam.
Yes, he was.
No, the fuck.
No, because the other mutant was there too, so she had to save.
But
some
what
mutants.
Was the point of that though? Because they never go back to that.
You see them cooking fries.
You talking about a major character that was in the first one in Havoc. He has one goddamn shot in this movie, and he's not come back after that. There was no point for any. You say like cooking fries. What the fuck? Okay, we all know Toad is a useless mutant. I don't know why they keep putting him in these movies. He's the most useless mutant ever.
See what it showed was Mystique still fighting the fight, still fighting the battle. What she had been doing?
Where did she learn this training from? By the way, Cody.
That's a good question, man. It's a very good question.
Self-taught.
Okay. Did she look it up on YouTube?
You know what? She had that microfilm back in the day, so she had some micro tube that she had to, you know, watch.
Oh, that's did she get it from Bruce Lee?
That's he was alive, and she did travel the world.
Okay, now.
She trained.
Okay, now. Yeah, I'm going to give it a fuck it, okay? I thought this movie was horrible.
What?
Cody, what are you giving it? You got anything you want to say first?
I think you pretty much summed it up, because we talked about it on the previous Darkness episode, too. So
yeah, that's right.
Yeah, just summing up, I thought Bryan Singer coming back, man, I thought this was going to be his big triumphant return, but no, it's not the case.
Yeah.
This movie is plagued with continuity problems, and it just carries over from The Fault of X3, pretty much, and Wolverine's origins. That's basically what I got from the movie, and yeah, man, I gotta give it a low fuck, or I guess a high fuck it, a mighty old fuck it.
A mighty old high fuck it, then. You see
what
CJ? CJ, I got one more thing to tell you, too. This movie was so bad that me and Cody actually kind of liked it.
You trolling bastards. Wayne, edit that out. Edit this whole thing. Hold on, let me crash my Skype right now. There we go.
Now, I will say this. We don't agree with you with a damn thing you've been saying in the past 22 minutes, but daddy issues on none of that shit.
Was.
Okay, so people, the line CJ is talking about is Quicksilver says Magneto, my mom dated a guy that knew how to control metal. And after that, the line, it just cuts off and nothing else after that. That's it. I don't know where the fuck CJ got daddy issues from or anything like that. I didn't catch that at all.
Yeah, I got none of that.
There you go, guys. The darkness in the movies.
Damn, I don't think he listened to a word we just
You ain't gonna ruin my movie, motherfucker.
After we just told him we liked the movie.
Darkness in the movies. And everybody. Moviespoiler.com. Moviespoilerpodcast.com.
Wait. Go to give your review. Fuck this nigga.
Man, if I was goddamn, we could have our second shit. Fuck you.
You sat up here for 22 minutes giving that fucking bullshit and you going to cut us off? Oh, hell no, nigga. You going to make us wait no week just to fucking get your bullshit. We've been fucking with you for the whole week. We actually did like the movie.
To be honest, I know you did. I just listened to you and Leilu this morning to prepare. I had to train myself and get ready for the fight that I had.
Prepare for this. Okay, well, guess what then, people? I think one of the best scenes in the movie, personally, I don't know what the fuck CJ's talking about, is me and Cody talk about this, and that's a scene on a plane where Charles Xavier and Magneto are talking together. That scene is intense, one of the best dialogue scenes in the film, and is the most well-shot part of the scene, film as well, if you ask me. That scene was incredibly amazing.
Yeah.
It was a great scene on the plane when you felt the tension of the craft crashing and getting crushed.
Okay, so you just stop talking. Well, what are you talking about? Nigga, crashing and shit. Like, okay.
They getting crushed.
The plane didn't even crash.
Nigga, you sound like Michael Bay right now. You over here talking about, yeah, the crashing, man. Michael Bay is having a hard on for you right now. He's just like, damn, this DJ, he Cody, what did you say? God damn it.
Anyway, what I got from that scene was this is where we get the best of this franchise period is from Professor X and Magneto. They're clashing ideologies, and we got these two brilliant actors to showcase it, and the dialogue, and that scene was pitch perfect, and like you said, it was staged great, and there was high tension, and I also love like how you mentioned in a previous podcast, Wolverine, he was just looking in the background like, oh shit, what the fuck?
That motherfucker looked worried. Cause I was waiting for him to go like, you guys want to calm down? They would have looked at him and it's like, shut up. Mind your own goddamn business. And he'd be like, all right then.
Yeah, because both of them, they have a lot at stake with Mystique, because Charles grew up with her, you know? And Magneto, that was his right-hand woman for like, what was it, like 10 years, I guess, or something like that?
Like 7 maybe or something like that?
Yeah.
Because I think X-Men First Class took place in 63, and this one took in 71 or something like that?
I think it was in 73 as well.
Oh, okay, so it was 73. Okay.
Yeah.
That whole plane scene keep on going because there's that scene with Wolverine and Magneto, too. He's like, so I take it we don't like you. We're not too much friends in the future. Mm-hmm. And Wolverine's like, you know, I spend half my time pretty much hunting you down or whatever. And then Magneto's like, how's that working out for you? And he's like, well, you're a survivor. And I remember looking at Wolverine, I was like, I don't know if I would tell him that. I would have lied to him and said, I eventually catch up to you and I claw the shit out of you.
Yeah.
the whole scene, having Wolverine not really being the main character, I mean, it was enough light got shed on everybody. So I really enjoyed that.
That's what I've been fucking complaining about for 5 fucking movies. Yeah. Goddamn.
Yeah, I never was a big Wolverine fan. I mean, I enjoyed the guy, you know, but even watching the cartoon, because that's all my knowledge of the X-Men. Watching the cartoon.
It's too many characters for it to be focused on one character like that. And all these other characters are just as interesting, if not better than Wolverine, for him to be holding these movies together. That's like if the Avengers only followed Captain America the whole film because he's the leader of the team and shit. You'd be like, well, damn, I want to see this group team up here. And the same can be said for X-Men. Why am I just following this one character when everybody else should be given the same amount of screen time? And I thought that's what First Class, and including this one, did the best, that it gave every character their own amount of screen time.
Right.
I think the one that really got shafted in this film was Beast and Havoc.
Nobody cared about no goddamn Beast.
Oh, come on, I like Beast, man.
Oh, man, Beast is cool. Okay, Beast, they actually added a lot of characters to that character in First Class, and I was waiting to see him, how he would react to the human thing. I think they really dropped the ball on keeping him in human form in the film, if you ask me. I think bigger tensions could have been added there, whatever. That's one of my complaints I have over the film. Didn't take me out of the movie or nothing like that, but it's just something I wish that they would have stuck with instead of this whole serum bullshit here going here. I thought it would have been a little bit more interesting to see how that character deals with it, but obviously the movie wasn't focused on him at all. I mean, he had scenes here and there, but.
And that final scene, I thought that was really memorable. The final scene with Magneto, and you just seeing him in the past and the future, kind of helping in one scene and causing havoc on the other scene.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. Oh, go ahead.
Oh, go ahead, Cody.
No, I was going to say that was a cool contrast of concepts going on there.
Oh, because I was going to say, really? Because in the future, it looked like he'd do a goddamn thing again.
He got shot with some plastic.
Motherfucker, I swear to God, I'm glad he didn't die. God damn it, damn. I was going to say, I'm glad that motherfucker died. That motherfucker didn't do shit but stand there. And just look on his face like, Charles, I have to go to the bathroom. Speed this up. He looked like Ken Watanabe sometimes. You understand? And I don't blame that on Ian McKellen or whatever, because the motherfucker old, so obviously if he has to go take a shit, then that's on his level, you know? So motherfucker just stood there.
I need more iron, Mystique. Bring me more iron.
So I was happy when they took the camera off old man Magneto. I was like, okay, thank God, because that motherfucker ain't doing shit in this movie. I thought, and I know we got, personally, I'm going to go ahead and say this, Quicksilver still looked like shit, but he was effective.
Right. Yeah,
I did not like the costume at all, but once again, when you're effective, you don't pay attention to shit like that, and it goes by so quickly. Quicksilver probably had one of the funniest scenes in the film.
One of the funniest scenes I've seen in a long time, actually.
I can't wait to see how Avengers are going to do Quicksilver.
Yeah.
Because now it's like, are they going to do really good, or is he not going to suck? Because this one, he didn't. I would give him shit, because I saw that Hardy's commercial.
Everybody was.
Baking off the floor and everything, you know, so.
Technically, people still is giving him shit. They still don't like the costume, but they're just saying he was effective. That's it.
Yeah.
I'm imagining the Avengers is probably going to be the same way, except it's just in present time, because obviously this one was in the past, so he's not going to be wearing retro shit. But I'm assuming he's probably going to be moving the same way and shit. I don't know if they'll do that slow speed-up time, because there's, you know, I don't know. Maybe every character will get their amount of screen time here. I know Hawkeye has a big scene with him, so I'm assuming they probably might do something with that or whatever. Actually, that'd be pretty funny if Hawkeye goes against Quicksilver. and plus, you know, the whole end of I will say this, I didn't like it better than Captain America 2, but I think this is a pretty damn good X-Men film as well, though.
Right there with you.
I mean, if I had a blockbuster weekend of movies, I can see myself watching Cap and then watching X-Men. You know, I can see myself spending 4 hours of my day watching both of them.
Yep.
So it was definitely a good movie, besides the crap that we had, Spider-Man.
Mm-hmm.
The one thing I don't like about the movie, though, is it keeps taking away. Everybody's like, oh, this feels like it refreshed the franchise. I'm like, no, First Class did that, actually. You guys just tend to forget about that one, because...
only because we saw it. We're the only ones who saw it, really.
A lot of people keep giving credit to Bryan Singer. I'm like, give credit to Matthew Vaughn for actually introducing this fucking storyline in the first fucking place. So, if it wasn't for him, we wouldn't have this movie that we have here, because people, if you really want to know, this movie does follow after First Class more than anything.
Mm-hmm.
And once again, kudos to, if a lot of people said Magneto was the star of First Class, if that's the case, then Days of Future Past is definitely McAvoy's film, because James McAvoy, my God, the man is incredible in this film.
Yeah,
Professor Xavier.
Really was.
This is what I've been complaining about this whole time. The old man Xavier and fucking Magneto don't do a goddamn thing except roll around and put his hand on his fucking head every now and then. This motherfucker actually acted. I don't know if you can do that, Patrick Stewart, but it's called acting.
he got a lot better from Wanted. So.
Oh, I ain't going to put one on him. Yeah, that was just... yeah, that movie's a whole other story.
Shoot this motherfucker right here. I remember I said, I like this I like this one, Part of the Dark Knight, just for that line right there. I was like, that line had me laughing like a motherfucker. I was just like, goddamn. Another credit to McAvoy here, too, is he had a... obviously, he had the big blockbuster film come out last week with X-Men. He had a movie come out this week, which I just saw, called Filth, where he plays a detective. And his performance is fucking outstanding. The man can go from a big blockbuster film to a goddamn limited release, small three-release theater film like that, and do amazing jobs in both films and carry both of them so fucking well. The man is definitely, I do not see why this man is not a leading actor.
Dude's great, man.
The dude is amazing in here. I know a lot of people have been harping on Peter Dinklage, I guess because they got high expectations of him because of Game of Thrones. But since I don't watch Game of Thrones, I don't really give a shit. So I don't have high expectations for him.
What do you think? How do you think he performed as an actor?
I thought he was fine. I've been hearing a lot of shit that he's been getting. It was like, I thought he was going to do more and stuff like that. And I think that's just people's high expectations of him because of what he does in Game of Thrones.
I think he did enough for what he was.
Yeah.
You know, just like, he was just a normal character. If anything, I kind of like the feeling of just seeing him as a normal person without saying, like, oh, he's a little guy or a dwarf or whatever.
Yeah, you know, they dropped the ball on that, not having Magneto pick him up somehow and launch his ass. That would have been hilarious, goddamn.
No. The scene where Magneto took the metal spikes, they could have just put him up in his legs and made him walk around like, walk for me now.
I think the best thing this movie does is it touches on the best thing this movie does as far as for a blockbuster summer is it is a team film and it focuses on enough characters to get it out there. The best thing this thing does for like performance wise and stuff like that is it gets the best out of these actors and it adds humanity to these characters.
Yeah, it really does because I was gonna say this is not like an action packed movie. This is really more of a drama, you know.
Yeah. And you know what? I wasn't bullshitting with you, CJ, when I said I've been hearing a lot of people complain about the film that it wasn't enough action. And I think that those previous X-Men movies has put that taste in their mouth that, like I've been saying once again, that these are just action-based films. And like Cody just said, this movie does not, like First Class, does not have a lot of action in it. This is a very story. Someone was saying to me that the last scene even had a lot of action. I was like, not really. I mean, the biggest set piece in here was just the stadium coming down.
You know, since you like this so much, I'm going to loop of killing Holly Berry and get it played like a billion times.
Oh, I recorded that part.
I knew you loved that shit. I knew you were going to love that shit.
I fucking love it. You know what I did, too? People looked at me like I was, I stood and applauded. I stood and fucking applauded. I fucking shed a tear in every goddamn thing in my body. I was like, this is the happiest day of my life. And then 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Oh, my God, that bitch is back.
Speaking of Holly Berry getting the shaft, how about those Sentinels, man? Those things are fucking vicious. Their design,
again, another thing we talk shit about, which I personally still look like shit, but once again, they were effective.
Those things were fucking lethal, my God. Those
things were scary.
They were scary little hairy things.
that whole concept they added of adding Mystique's blood and DNA to them or whatever, where they can transform into mutants, and the way that the mutants was terrified of them and shit like that, I was like, these things are damn near indestructible at this point. I was like, Sentinels were more scary than any horror movie, Godzilla, or any goddamn thing. Okay. I actually felt the presence of them Sentinels. Whenever they said the Sentinels are coming, I was just like, oh shit, y'all better get the fuck. I did like Old Man Magneto did when they first said it. He looked at Charles and just walked away. I was like.
And the death scenes of the mutants, the way some of them died was just horrendous. Like,
yeah.
Fire to Iceman face, the ice to the Pyro face.
They took Colossus's head off and shit. Remember?
They tore him apart. Remember that?
Yeah, they took his fucking body. They was like, they did a fucking Megatron. Yeah. He's like, I don't want a piece. I want every piece.
I want a two-piece wheel. I'm like, what?
I want a two-piece Megatron with you real quick. Give me some pose or whatever. Because I like it. He's only fighting one, and then like three more just appear out of nowhere, and they just pick his ass up.
and I like that we got to blow up black people. We blew up black men. The Bishop guy, he blew up again. I'm like, good Lord, how many black people must we blow up?
I gotta say, why? because all the future shit is where the action was happening.
Yeah.
That was the least thing I was more interested with, to be honest. And you would think that'd be the most thing I'm interested because that's where all the good pieces are happening. But my God, this the performances that McAvoy and Fassbender were just delivering, I was on there every damn word. And to be honest, and it's not the harp on Wolverine either, I can only remember a few things he did. And that's probably a good thing because I can only remember a few things every character did because it's not a one-man film here, and I'm glad that they actually pulled Wolverine back on that shit. So
yeah.
I thought this movie handled itself very well in some parts and somewhat fixed some of the problems that we had in the other ones.
Well, there we go.
I like how Bryan Singer was able to bring Cyclops back, too, by the way.
Right.
Yeah, I'm glad they brought Cyclops in. Even Jean. I hope we get like a new movie with some new characters or new actors playing these people. You know, I wouldn't mind if they change them.
The only thing I have interested in seeing is I have a little curiosity. It's like, do I want to see the original X-Men fight Apocalypse, or do I want to see some new X-Men mutants come in and fight Apocalypse? I'm a little curious how I want to see that personally. I think as a fanboy, I'd love to see the original fight them, but as a moviegoer, you know, I want to see some new X-Men mutants now, you know, because Quicksilver was a nice little addition to add in here. I guess he was a really only new one, to be honest.
Now there's a rumor saying that they're gonna Age of Apocalypse are gonna take place in 1986.
Yeah, it's gonna be in the '80s. Yeah. So
it's funny they're doing what I said. That Bryan Singer listened to me.
He want to get some of that booty.
If I said First Class was in the '60s. The next one should be in the '70s, and now the next one's gonna be in the '80s. This motherfucker is actually listening to me. I can't believe it.
What do y'all do in Hawaii, P1? Tell him, do you give him your whole script?
I gave him a pro job. Shit, that's what I did. I said, I'll suck if you make a good X-Men movie for me. You just like, don't say, huh? Shit. This might be my X-Men trilogy I finally get now.
You said, I don't have to take it now. Allegedly.
Exactly. One thing I also felt about the movie, towards the ending, I almost felt like this movie was kind of a goodbye to the older actors that were in here.
That's what it felt like, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I hope so.
Kind of like something that Twilight tried to do at the end of their film, where they tried to have a flashback of all the characters and shit like that. I was like, oh, that I don't give a fuck about it. I thought that's what this one did when Wolverine is walking down the stairs slowly and just passing everybody that had the power. So I was like, yeah. I remember I was waving. I was like, yep, goodbye. You get the fuck out of here. Oh, I can't wait for you to go away. I couldn't stand you and neither one of them. You were a horrible rogue. Don't ever come back now. Thank you.
I know people
go away.
It's a thing on online now talking about, oh, Rogue had a really dark and traumatic scene that you can only see on the Blu-ray. And I'm like, you know what? I give a shit about Rogue.
It was a quarter of a fuck about Rogue.
unless she's the cartoon Rogue, you know, with the super strength. Nobody gives a crap about that Rogue.
When she
movies.
Absorbed Miss Marvel.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's when she got her super strength. I think we just lost Cody. Yeah, that Rogue had to be the most.
Right, so you know. Leave him alone.
Yeah, leave him alone. Rogue was. That was probably the worst cast in what they did. And as far as her storyline, that was the weakest storyline I've ever seen with Rogue. Rogue has so much depth to her that it's not even funny. I don't know what they were thinking with Rogue in this franchise, to be honest. And I hope they reboot her and do something else with her because, goddamn, X-Men Evolution did more than this franchise is under.
Yeah, it's pretty sad, but.
And personally, I don't think that actor can carry it, to be honest.
I don't know. I think it has more so to do with the way they wrote her, but that's just me.
All right, any final words?
I guess. Fair enough.
She delivers her lines.
Well, there we go, everybody. I guess you got
to deliver her line like she a goddamn Twilight star or something.
Goddamn. Well, everybody, we gave you the darkness in the movies. I hope you really enjoy it. Like, comment, subscribe, whatever we do on the moviefallingpodcast.com.
Oh, should we even give our ratings?
Yeah, we gave our ratings.
Oh, we did? Oh, okay. I don't remember.
Y'all did the real ones.
Fair enough.
Nigga, we didn't give ratings.
All right, no, we do it again. All right.
No, give you goddamn ratings.
We ain't edit that out.
This is very much a return to form for Bryan Singer. Happy happy he's back. X-Men are back on track. Partially thanks to Matthew Vaughn, and now Bryan Singer is just following his footsteps. So, yeah, this is where he gets a high seal from me.
Yeah, not a high seal from me. I did enjoy myself. So I'm just stick with it. I see it. CJ?
Like I said, I stick to my ratings that I said in the beginning.
Nigga, we don't know what your rating was at the beginning.
Well, that was like a mixture of like three different ratings.
Thank you.
Full see it in the past, you stream it in the future, and you see it in the, and you fuck up the movies. That thing you do.
Turn this goddamn recording off. I'm sick of this
shit. Oh, man, I guess we're losing everybody, so.
Skype is fucking up with us.
There we go.
I'm getting sick of this damn rating bullshit. Motherfucker, there's nowhere to listen.
All right, people. Fuck, I don't know what the fuck CJ talking about. So.
Do we ever?
People don't have movies. God damn it, CJ. What the fuck does that even mean?
Darkness in the movies. Later, everybody.
I'm Cody.
And I'm Chicago John. Past, the future, and the present for your ass.
I don't want your suffering. I don't want your future. Please. We need you to hope again.